Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of understanding the priesthood. We talked about how John the Baptist preached that the kingdom of heaven was at hand, and the people came and were baptized with water under repentance, confessing their sins, as they were going forth in the first step for the requirement to enter into the priesthood. The three steps were the washing with water, the anointing with oil, and having the blood applied to their members. When Jesus came to be baptized, he was taking these same steps of fulfilling the righteousness of the law for presenting himself as the high priest to Israel. When he was baptized, he fulfilled the first step. The second step was the Holy Spirit coming upon him immediately after he came out of the water. And the third step was the blood of the Ram of Consecration, which Jesus was the Ram of Consecration. When his blood was shed from the crown of thorns on his head, the blood went to the tip of the right ear. And then nailed to the cross, the blood ran to the thumb of the right hand and the great toe of the right foot, fulfilling the requirements for entering into the priesthood under the old covenant. At the same time, there had to be a change from the old covenant to the new covenant, a change from the priesthood of Aaron to the priesthood of Melchizedek, a change in the way one comes into the priesthood, as Jesus was not of the tribe of Levi, but of the tribe of Judah. And we saw in Jeremiah 31, verse 31, that Jeremiah prophesied of the change from the old covenant to the new covenant. And we see that the priesthood was to be changed from the order of Aaron to the order of Melchizedek, who was a king and a priest. And we see that the ordination to come into the priesthood was changed from physical birth to spiritual birth. That's why Jesus said, "You must be born again." And when we receive Jesus Christ, our personal Lord and Savior, we are baptized by the Holy Spirit and born again, getting the Spirit of Christ coming on the inside of us. And we are spiritually baptized, spiritually anointed with the Spirit of Christ. And the blood is applied within as our sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we have come into the New Testament priesthood as kings and priests unto God. Now today we're going to go on and talk about the responsibilities of the priesthood. In Exodus chapter 19 and verse 22, it speaks of how the priests were to sanctify themselves. You and I, under the New Testament, are to sanctify ourselves and come out of all areas of sin. In Numbers 3:3, they were to be consecrated to minister in the priest's office. God has called you to be a minister for the Lord. In Numbers 16:9, they were brought near to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord. In Joshua chapter 3, verse 3, the priests were the ones who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant. Well, now that God has come to dwell in us, the priests are to carry the presence of God, as God does not dwell in a temple made with hands. He dwells in a temple made without hands, which is us. In 2 Kings 12, verse 5, it says that the priests repaired the breaches of the house, wheresoever any breach shall be found. God wants you to repair every breach, every break, every rupture, which is caused by sin, and he wants you to deal with all sin in every area in your life that is not of the Lord, and be restored in all areas. In 2 Kings 17, verse 28, it says that the priests taught the people how they should fear the Lord. We are now to go forth and teach the Word of God and teach people how they must have the fear of the Lord and walk in holiness before Him. In 2 Chronicles 6:41, it says the priests were clothed with salvation. We're to be clothed with His salvation, with His healing, with His deliverance, with His peace, with the fruit of the Spirit, with all the things that Jesus wants to bring forth in our life. In 2 Chronicles 23, verse 6, it says the priests are to be holy before the Lord. In 2 Chronicles 29, verse 5, it says the Levites were to sanctify themselves. They were to carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. And down in verse 15, as they were sanctifying themselves, they cleansed the house of the Lord. They went into the inner part of the house of the Lord and brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of the Lord. That speaks of us going into the inner part of our life in the soul realm and bringing out all of the uncleanness. We are to be cleansed of all sin. We must crucify the flesh daily and turn away from all the ways of the flesh and put off the old man. And we are to be delivered from all the unclean spirits as we cast them out of every area of our life. And then down in 2 Chronicles 29, verse 34, it speaks of how the priests that sanctified themselves, but the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priests. That shows you that the level of sanctification in your life shows the level of uprightness of heart in you. And then in 2 Chronicles 30, verse 3, it makes the statement that the priests had not sanctified themselves sufficiently. You and I must sanctify ourselves sufficiently so we come to the place of being holy before the Lord. In 2 Chronicles 30, verse 21, it speaks of the priests praising the Lord day by day, singing with loud instruments unto the Lord. God wants you to be a praiser and a worshiper unto Him. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 24 says, a great number of priests sanctified themselves. God is calling the body of Christ to sanctify themselves today and remember that we're all priests before God when we're born again. In Ezra 1:5, in chapter 3, verse 8, the priests went to build the house of the Lord. They set forward the work of the house of the Lord. The priests are going to serve the Lord, and they're going to carry out His service. In Nehemiah 13, verse 28, one of the sons of the son of the high priest was son-in-law to Sanballat, who was of the enemy. And he said that they defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood. If you are unequally yoked in any way to someone who is not walking in the ways of the Lord, you defile the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood. In Psalms 132, verse 9, let the priest be clothed with righteousness. You and I are to do righteousness, the word of righteousness, so that we will be clothed with righteousness. Psalms 132, verse 16, clothe her priests with salvation. The garments of salvation are to be put on in every area of our life as we possess the promises and bring forth fruit. In Jeremiah 31:14, I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness. God wants you to have fruit, more fruit, and much fruit, and be fat with the things of the Lord. In the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 3:16, know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. You are to be holy before God. If you defile the temple, the Bible says that God will destroy that person. In 1 Corinthians 6:19, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We must walk holy and glorify God in all that we do. 2 Corinthians 5:14 says that now that He died for all, we that live should not henceforth live unto ourselves, but unto Him that died for us and rose again, and were to know no man after the flesh, but were to know him after the Spirit. And in 2 Corinthians 6:14 it says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteous? What communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? What part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, that God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be separate. Be separate means to set the boundary, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. We've got to deal with all the fleshly things and crucify the flesh and put them all away, and all the filthiness of the spirit, which are all the evil spirits. That's why Jesus said, these signs follow them that believe in my name, that you'll cast out all the devils. We need to cast them out of every area of our life to perfect holiness in the fear of God. In Romans 12:1, it says we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. It's because we're a priest before the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 2, in verse 13, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to former lusts in your ignorance. He's called you to be holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation, because it's written, be ye holy, for I am holy. In 2 Chronicles 2:4, it speaks of how they built a house to the name of the Lord to dedicate it unto Him. You are to be a dedicated, holy vessel unto the Lord. And in 1 Peter 2:5, it says that we are a holy priesthood. And then in verse 9, we are a royal priesthood. We are to minister unto the Lord in the priest's office. We are to yield our members as instruments of righteousness. In Romans 6:13, it says we're not to yield our members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but we're to yield ourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and our members as instruments of righteousness unto God. And in verse 22 it says, that as we're servants of God, we have our fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. You know, when it speaks about Jesus as the high priest, in Hebrews 7:26, it says he's holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. That's what you and I are to be. In Revelation 1:5, it says that we are kings and priests unto God. We are to do the mighty works of God as a royal priest unto him, 1 Peter 2:9. In 2 Corinthians 1:21, it says that he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God. In 1 John 2:20, it says you have an unction which is an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. God will bring revelation by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And in 1 John 2:27, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And you and I are to go forth and do the works of God. Remember that Jesus said in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And we see Jesus in Acts 10:38, going forth, anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. God wants you to take your rightful place as a priest. You're going to be holy before God. You're going to minister unto the Lord. You're going to offer up the sacrifice of praise to God continually. You're to continually be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You're to be one who prays, and when you pray, you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost, and you'll speak the Word of God with boldness. And you are to go forth and rule and reign over all of the works of the enemy. As you go forth, the kingdom is not in word, but it's in power. And through mighty signs and wonders, as the gospel goes forth through you preaching the gospel, you're going to cast out the devils, you're going to heal the sick, you're going to see the people be set free, and the yokes of bondages will be destroyed because of the anointing. Because as you have become a priest before God, you are anointed for service unto the Lord as a holy priest ministering unto him, and as a servant for the Lord, as a royal priest, doing the works of God. Fulfill the responsibilities of the priesthood. As I conclude the program today, if you'd like to learn more about this information, I invite you to get my book entitled The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit. In this book, there is a chapter that covers all of the information of how we come into the priesthood through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which brings us into spiritual birth. It is very important that you understand that there is a difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit, receiving the Holy Spirit, and being filled with the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit brings one into the body of Christ. That's the new birth, being born again. The receiving of the Holy Spirit is where the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us once we are born again. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and is received subsequent to salvation. Then we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit, which is a continual process, not a one-time thing, that we're to continually be filled with the Spirit for the service of the Lord. If you'd like to get this book, it's available for $6 postpaid. If you're interested in ordering it, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.